Welcome to the Bridging Success Podcast. I'm Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants, where we solve challenging technology issues for growing businesses. We are the leading customer-focused, community-involved expert technology consultants. Welcome to Bridging Success, the podcast where top B2B CEOs and executives share their insights, challenges, and game-changing strategies that drive innovation and business growth. I'm your host, Bo Jenkins, CEO and founder of BridgeNet Technology Consultants. Each episode, we spotlight visionary leaders shaping the future, diving into critical decisions, leadership philosophies, and breakthrough moments that have helped propel them to success. On this episode, I'm joined by Brett Swartz. Brett is the founder of Capital Gains Tax Solutions, where he helps high net worth individuals and business professionals solve capital gains tax deferral limitations by equipping them with the Deferred Sales Trust tool. Brett, welcome to the show.
Bo, grateful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's jump in. So you got quite a unique niche with the capital gains tax solutions. I'm sure you've come across some complex tax scenarios in that delivery. Can you share a breakthrough moment when you realized that this is what you wanted to do, this is what you wanted to accomplish, and how that helps you transform financial outcomes for your clients?
Yeah, it was for a kind of a disaster of the 2008 crash when I saw friends, family, and clients lose half or all of their wealth. And I think the moment came was in 2007. I met with a gentleman named Steve, married, couple kids, and had the big house and $50 billion worth of real estate. But the challenge was he had too much debt, not enough liquidity or diversification. He was focused on cash flow, but he didn't have a tax flow plan, in particular, a capital gains tax flow plan. And so the challenge was, his mistake was he couldn't get out when he wanted to, because he was forced into this 1031 exchange to defer the tax. And I'm at Marcus & Millichap at the time, helping people buy and sell multifamily properties. And I'm thinking this is the 1031 is the end all be all. But he sat down at this coffee shop and he said, Brett, I'd love to sell, but I don't even know if I can find an exchange in time. And I don't even know if I can afford the debt, because I have to replace the debt on my next transaction. And the market's red hot. Like, it's too high. I'm in a weird spot. His inaction over the next 3 years, he lost all of his wealth, all of his properties, bankruptcy, ends up getting a divorce, and ends up just a financial disaster. And I'm going, if there was a better way to have helped him solve his problem, to get out of debt, to diversify, still defer that capital gains tax without using a 1031 exchange, man, I've got to share this with people. And there is, and that's what I learned about this strategy in about 2009, about 2 years too late, if you will. I wish I would have known beforehand. And now it's like, I want to hopefully help people like Steve and those families, because guess what? He had two young boys. And when I grew up in the Bay Area of California, my parents had two young boys, myself and my brother. And then they got divorced when they had challenges, right? And I couldn't help but think that now Steve's not spending as much time with his father, like my brother and I couldn't spend time with my father, because we were my mom 90% of the time. So these are the dynamics that are associated. When people say money fights and money problems, I think this is a real thing for divorce in America. It's a real thing for families breaking up, and giving the ability to have freedom and impact with your time, your energy, your wealth. You have to have a tax flow mindset, a cash flow mindset, and the third one is a debt flow mindset. And that's what I want to help people with, help them get a little bit step closer to all three of those and combining them and leveraging them to make great decisions versus forced decisions.
Cash flow, debt flow. What was the third one?
So yeah, tax flow, cash, and debt flow. Yeah. And of course, cash flow associates some of those things, but most people, they really don't get laser focused on that capital gains tax. So it's probably more specific what I mean by that, because that's what we focus on, capital gains tax solutions on the large exits. But yeah, those are the three seeing and investing in 3D when you have all three of those lined up.
Talk to me about the current philosophy on capital gains tax, how that's evolved over the years, and how that evolution has shaped your current approach.
Yeah, so the largest wealth transfer in the history of the planet is happening right now. It's about $100 trillion in the next 15 years by the baby boomers, passing 50% of the total wealth in America, high-end primary homes, businesses, private equity, and commercial real estate. And these are all illiquid assets that have massive appreciation, more than maybe we even know in the history of the planet. And so this huge piece of this wealth is transferring. And so the question is, will it be in the hands of the people, entrepreneurs, those who create jobs, those who make the difference and create housing and the housing crisis, or be the hands of the government which we know really quickly, no matter what side you vote for, are going to waste it away pretty quickly or just be really inefficient with it. And so we want to come alongside entrepreneurs, business owners, real estate owners, Bitcoin owners, and say, hey, how do we multiply your freedom and impact for your family? But also, how do you multiply freedom and impact by a movement of capital that fuels the growth of the economy, that fuels the growth of jobs? And that's the study of macroeconomics. And so my philosophy on capital gains taxes, it is like the fuel, right? Or the oil that's under the ground, that if we can tap it, meaning we can help these transactions sell, harvest all of the oil coming out now, right? But instead of having to pay tax right away, we can defer it and then we can replant it. And that can create the jobs, create the momentum for this $100 trillion to literally change the world in a really positive way. That's what we're focused on.
That's cool. You mentioned those three different spheres. How do you leverage technology to accomplish what you're trying to drive into those three spheres of influence?
Good question. I think AI right now is a big thing, and it's changing the world rapidly as we speak. I think communication, it starts with helping people get a clear vision of what's possible. And so even what we're doing now with podcasting, we will take this podcast, we'll dual recording it, I'll have my team make small clips, and through AI efficiently educate and inspire people towards the next step, which is a deeper understanding and knowledge of what we're talking about here. So AI and education, content creation, all of that is kind of where it starts of the awareness. The next thing would be AI as it associates with ongoing email follow-up sequences, right? So technology in regards to sales and marketing is probably the biggest thing for a service-based company like ourselves. Then on the back end would be teams that are leveraging technology for analytics and financial analysts that we have on our team that are using tools and technology to make sure that we're reporting clearly, budgeting, all of those things. Each team member has a different tech stuff. I think my most practical one is ChatGPT at this point, where I'm building agents and I'm building sequences and I'm building and teaching it how it can help me enhance my productivity. So those are some of the things that we're using for technology.
That's cool. So take AI off the table. That's everybody's favorite answer, especially over the last 3 months. Before AI, what was your biggest struggle with clients and technology, getting them to get you the data that they need, that you need in order to do the job? Or talk to me about that a little bit.
I think with our particular business model, we're really good at real estate investments. And that means a lot of our clients are coming out of real estate businesses and they're placing stuff into real estate investments, private equity, right? And those APIs or those portals don't connect with something like a Schwab, right? So Charles Schwab will have all the tech and it's super clean, super easy interface, the security. And so we would have fragmented pieces of financial, basically portal and financial viewing, right? If that makes sense. Right. So they'd have to go to this portal for this one. They have to go to this one for this one. They go to Schwab for this one, this bank account for this thing. And it's a little bit fragmented. And so it's like getting all of them to come together in one place. That's been probably the biggest challenge that we have found when it comes to technology all connecting together.
Have you been able to build an agent to help you with that?
So we haven't built that yet. We've used some third party stuff that's like the mint.com, which is no longer around, where it does grab and then you can manually put in X amount for certain assets that are just illiquid and static for a while because they're real estate deals. And so it's like a portal, but it's not ideal. It is third party and it's pieced together, right? Which we don't want to do that. No, we haven't built it yet, but definitely would be open to seeing what that looks like.
Cool. Yeah. On your introduction, I talked about the deferred sales trust tool. Talk to me about that for a minute.
Yeah. So we think it's the best kept secret when capital gains tax solutions for people who are exiting. We serve purpose-driven entrepreneurs that are selling large businesses, Bitcoin, real estate. And so if you have at least $1 million net proceeds, $1 million gain, you can sell in a way that allows you to defer the capital gains taxes through an installment sale with the trust. So a deferred sales trust, just really simple, is an installment sale with a trust and a third-party trustee that helps to execute. That's our role here. What that means, what's an installment sale? If Bo is selling his business for $10 million, let's just say, right? Let's say he had no debt on it and he had no basis. And let's say he would have had a $3 million tax bill. Bo could finance the buyer. Let's say George down the street wants to buy it from Bo. And George could give you a dollar down payment and Bo could finance 100, basically 99.9% of the deal. And in that scenario, Bo, you've done an installment sale, you become the bank and you've lent the money to the buyer, right? Your collateral is secured against the asset you sold, your business, right? You go on your merry way. He pays you back the 10 million plus 8% or something like that, right? And you're in a cool spot because on that 8% in one sense, and I'll tell you why you're not in a cool spot in another sense and how we fit that role. That 8% is eight, let's call it 10 million. It's about $800,000 a year. That's neat because you got a full 10 million working for you versus just having seven. That's an installment sale. And you only pay tax on what you receive in the given year that you receive it. And so would you rather have 10 million working for you, Bo, or seven? Pretty simple, right? You'd rather have the 10. The challenge is for a business owner when you do a traditional installment sale is that the buyer might not do such a good job on your business. You might have to foreclose on your business. In 2 years, when you're just looking to finally get relaxed and get everything behind you, you're having to foreclose and take the business back over and the things in pieces. So that's why most sellers, it's not wise to do an installment sale with the thing you're selling. Here's where we come in. We say, hey, Mr. Buyer George, go get financing, go get your 10 million all cash somewhere else. We don't care. Bo's not going to finance you, but we're going to ask you to cooperate with the trust. And the trust is going to jump in right in between Bo and George. So watch this, Bo. If the trust buys you for 10 million and sells it for 10 million to George, how much gain does the trust have? The answer is zero. Now, vice versa, if the trust issues you a promissory note for 10 million and you take it at, let's say, 9%, right? And the funds are at Charles Schwab, invest it wherever you like or back into real estate or other businesses, wherever you like. You're only paying taxes back to the installment sale method as you receive them in the given year. But here's the key piece, right? You're no longer tied to the old property or the old business, right? Your collateral can be secured against the biggest companies in the world. It could be put into Bitcoin. It could do other business ventures that you want to do. In other words, it's liquid, it's diversified, and it can go into different ventures for your next season of life. You no longer have to be back with the old property or the old business. And that's the key, having flexibility of time. And this is where tax flow, cash flow, and debt flow come in. The one big thing that we really want to be able to focus on is leverage time, timing of investments, timing of deals. And if we can give you, Bo, the smart entrepreneur, your time and focus back with your capital, guess what? You can go 10x that next piece versus it being stuck in the old business. Is that making sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I was where my mind first went was, man, that's risky. Having to step back into a failing business if Robert down the street doesn't do a good job.
Yeah, and not only is it risky, it's probably your worst nightmare, right? Just when your wife is finally, I got Bo back because he's been working all these years and we're finally getting our groove with our travel or our stuff or whatever is meaningful for you guys to say, oh my gosh, like he stopped paying and now we've got to take it back. Now I've got to get legal proceedings. It's your worst nightmare. And so we're seeing that right now because the marketplace, obviously interest rates went doubled, right? About three and a half years ago. And we're hoping they go down. But if you didn't sell at that high, you know, the market, you might be struggling to get your deal across the finish line. And this is where tax flow, cash flow, and debt flow come in. You want to sell when it makes sense for you, not based upon capital gains tax holding you back, right? And also not based upon old strategies that keep you locked in a box, right? Because as entrepreneurs, we don't like to be put in a box. We want to be able to take that next challenge on, the next opportunity. And that's what we provide. We multiply freedom and impact for people who are exiting highly appreciated assets.
I love that. So you mentioned the pivotal moment at the beginning in 2008, the guy in the coffee shop. The downside of that story was that he lost everything. Can you think of a different story where, you know, a before and after that's really inspiring, somebody that you've helped transform things for them through this methodology?
100%. We have clients all over the country with these stories, but I'll just maybe touch on one or two. So one client, they built a car wash in San Diego. They bought this land. If you've ever been to San Diego, they have the best tacos, best burritos. I went to school down there for basketball for a couple of years. But anyways, they had this old taco stand. They had like 2 acres of land and the guy was making some money. They say, hey, Mr. Taco Stand guy, we're going to buy your land, but we're going to put your restaurant inside of our car wash and we'll probably 3 or 4x your business. He's like, sweet. I got air conditioning, the TV, and people will come get their car wash. They'll get the taco, the burrito. Great business model, right? And so that exploded. They built it all in for $4 million with the land. The value went to about $13 million, right? And so we helped them sell at the peak and then defer all their tax, pay off their debt, because guess what? They're developers who like to develop land when it makes sense. not buy something at 13 million. That's what the 1031 exchange forces you to do. If you sell for 13 million, you got to buy for 13 million and you got to replace your debt. And so why it was so transformational for them is because they're so used to just even not selling or overpaying for a property they don't really want. In this scenario, we paid off their debt, we diversified. And then they actually, some of the clients put money into some Bitcoin at 40,000 a coin. Guess what? We're over, I think around 120,000 a coin right now. That's pretty cool. They diversified into some stocks. They diversified into some real estate debt and they diversified their wealth. And basically they unlocked what's called truly passive income. And this is the transformation piece. And by the way, there was four partners on the deal. One just paid his tax and the other three each had a trust set up to defer their part of the tax, right? So they're not commingled with each other. They don't have to be. They can do deals with each other, but they don't have to. They can, their risk tolerance in different stages of life. A lot of times partners must all stay together or they can't sell because of the tax issues. So they unlock what's called truly passive income. And we believe truly passive income is to your freedom and impact as compounding interest is to your money. And what it means is you're Kenny Chesney sitting on the beach. Bo, you're paying your guitar. No shoes, no shirt, no problem, right? And yet the glasses on, the hat, and you're just strumming your guitar. And this passive income is just showing up. It's durable. It's consistent. And it takes up none of your time and your energy or your stress. And that's the beauty. And so what we lock in on is an exercise for everyone to think about is, what is that number for you? Is it 10,000, 20, 30, 40, 50 a month? What is that number for you and your family? And what would it mean if you could unlock that, right? By selling an asset to multiply your freedom and impact, right? Freedom with your family, freedom to give the causes you want to give to, impact, legacy. That's the big picture here, right? And so this just gives these developers an opportunity not only to sell at the right time because they knew it wasn't smart to buy at a high market, they could sell and get on the sidelines, but then they have this truly passive income. It transformed their life. Like it just gives them so much more peace of mind, flexibility. That's a great story from one of our clients out of San Diego.
I love that. Tacos inside the car wash.
Yeah.
Making mailbox money. That's what I like to call it.
Correct.
Brett, I really appreciate our time today. As we wrap up, what's one thought that you want to leave or a piece of advice that you want to leave with the audience, especially those that may be able, looking to innovate or transform their financial strategies?
Yeah, I'd say number one is look at this. Look at your family mission, vision, values, right? We create our mission, vision, values for our companies as entrepreneurs and such. But have you created that for your family? And it really should start there. I've been going through with a coach for the last year, this concept, and sat down with David Green from Hobby Lobby and sat down with his attorney and how he's done it. He's given billions of dollars away. And what the best families do is they start with family mission, vision, values, and that becomes the centerpiece for wealth and true wealth to pass, not just financial wealth and tax planning, but relational, spiritual, emotional, the culture of the family. And overall, that's the piece you should focus on before you get into all the tactical and technical. We got pretty technical on this call or this video or this podcast, but I would say if you haven't already, study and practice family mission, vision, values, implement those rhythms with your family, focus like a laser on that. And I think that'll serve you really well as your North Star where you're going with your wealth.
Create a North Star for the family. I love it. Hey, Brett, what's the best way for people to find out more to reach you?
Yeah, they can check out capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. And we have the brand new book. It's actually been out for a little while now, but it's Building a Capital Gains Tax Exit Plan. Still new to me because it's my only book I got right now, but Building a Capital Gains Tax Exit Plan. We have Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank in the book. And it's basically the proven playbook for unlocking your ideal wealth plan when selling any asset of any kind, Bitcoin, businesses, real estate, artwork, collectibles, and music rights, anything you're selling, we can defer the capital gains tax. Here's the key. You got to set this thing up before you close escrow and you got to get with this early. And so if you have a live deal of $1 million or greater, you can apply for a no-cost consultation at capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. That's capitalgainstaxsolutions.com. And if you want to follow me and my wife and five children and our homeschooling and our journey, you can find me on all the social medias. Just look up Brett Swartz or go to brettswartz.com.
Brett, really appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
This is Bo. Thank you so much for listening to the Bridging Success Podcast. If you are a successful business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.bridgenetllc.com to sign up. If something in this episode connected with you, would you mind sharing it on social media? Just take a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or share it on your favorite social media platform. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media with the hashtag #BridgingSuccess and let them know about the show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and reviews, they go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, bridgenetllc.com, or follow me on LinkedIn. Find me on Facebook at /BJakins or on Instagram at BoJakins. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.